are to be held on September 20th in the small town of Rachel. That's the closest municipality to Area 51. Both events grew out of what was a viral Facebook post that started as a tongue-in-cheek encouragement of people to storm the famed military base. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about 7 ways you can improve your customer service with text messaging. I'll talk about the 3 things that might be preventing you from hitting your business goals. I'll have 9 rules for successful digital marketing lead generation. And I'll have 5 proven tips to guard your business against cybercrime. It's Thursday, August 22nd, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 75 degrees at 12:05, and today it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 91 and a low of 67. For tomorrow, a cooling trend begins, and it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 81 and a low of 59. For Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 80 and a low of 60 degrees. And for Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 76 degrees and a low of 57 degrees. And a current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently down 17.16 to 26,185.24. S&P 500 is down 9.08 to 2915.52. The NASDAQ down 53.87 to 7966.34. Oil down 39 cents to $55.29 per barrel. Gold is down $5 to $1,510.70 an ounce. Well, again, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano. The program is called Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me on what hopefully is the last super hot day of this most recent stretch. We've had a lot of days where the temps have been in the upper 90s. Today we're supposed to have a high of like 91 and then cooling off to the point where I think Saturday or Sunday it's supposed to only be a high of maybe 75 degrees. So we'll take that. A little bit of a change, and there's just so much of the heat and humidity that you can take, and so it'll be nice to have that little break in between. If you're listening right now, chances are you're either on your cell phone, your iPad, tablets, or computer, and we'd ask that you open up another URL and like our page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. There you'll be able to get updates midweek. If there's something important happening in the world of business, you'll find it there first. We try to put it up as quickly as possible as new news is announced. And so hopefully that's a good resource for you as well. Sometimes if I see a good article, I'll put it up there as well, something that I think might be beneficial to everybody before we get to the program every Thursday. So hopefully it's a resource for you and one that you'll like. And, so hopefully you can use that as well. So again, the page on Facebook is called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Hope that you'll follow us there. You can always watch the live stream during the broadcast every Thursday at noon. And then the replay is usually going to be tagged there if you can't watch live to listen at your leisure. This time of the program, we bring you the business quote of the week. It's brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And I'll pick either a celebrity, a sports star, a political figure, business figure, but somebody who has something inspirational to say as it pertains to business. And this week it comes from a gentleman named Charles DeBose, who said, "The important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could become." And I want you to think about that and see if it applies to you. You know, can you think of a time, either presently or in your past, where you've made that big change? You know, the important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could become. So many times when I talk to business owners, people in general, if they say, "I want to lose weight," well, put down the hamburger, put down the milkshake. Are you willing to give that up? In business, "I want to be more profitable." Well, you know, do you have to play golf 4 days a week, or can you spend more time working on your business? Those are the types of things. What are you willing to give up now so that you can get to where you want to be? So again, Charles DeBose with the business quote of the week. The important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could become. And a lot of people will tell me that when they hear the business quote of the week, they say it's kind of like a lot of times things I would want to do in my own lifetime, in my own life. So they appreciate it, and they want me to continue with it, which, you know, has become a pretty integral part of the program over the years. So we'll definitely be bringing you more inspirational quotes every week. I try to keep it towards business. If you can apply it to your business life, that's fine. And then at the end of every week or every time I give the business quote, I ask you to do some reflection and see how does that quote apply to you. I want to give you an update on our pinwheel project, what we're calling the Great Pinwheel Project of 2019 over at Crown Trophy. Got a lot of likes on Facebook with this, probably over 300 likes on the Flemington Forward page, 280 likes on Flemington United. I got a ton on my personal page and on our business page. So what we've done is last year we had to print and assemble 5,000 pinwheels for a large pharmaceutical company and then distribute them across the country. We had to mail them out. We had about 2 months to do 5,000 pinwheels. This year, we had about 2 weeks to do 8,000 pinwheels. All of the domestic shipments have gone out. Today, I'll be finishing up all the internationals, and the client will send those out for us. The project will be completed tomorrow. The cool thing about this project is that I've hired four kids, actually five, but let's talk about the first four. So I hired four kids who came out of the work readiness program over at Hunterdon Central High School. And these are kids that have IEPs. They're in the special needs program. They're looking for job training and things. And I've worked with most of them. And so I called the teacher earlier in the summer, and I said, and she's been on the program, Michelle Murphy, and I said, "I need the A-team. I need Adam, Andy, Omar, and Steven to come in and assemble pinwheels. It's a paying job. We're going to pay them. But, you know, I need bodies, somebody to help assemble these 8,000 pinwheels." All the kids showed up. I think one kid came to my office within an hour with a completed application. The others all said they were going to do it. And, you know, they showed up on the first day, and they've been kicking butt ever since. We're down to about the last 1,300 pinwheels that have to be assembled. Like I said, all of the domestic ones have been shipped out across the U.S., and now it's time to package up the international ones. The job will be completed on time, on budget, and it wouldn't be without these kids' help. Now, I also hired a kid who lives in Greenbrook. He came to me by a mutual acquaintance, and he has spina bifida, and he's confined to a wheelchair. So it's hard for him to get transportation to and from different jobs. But he's more than able, more than willing, and he's done a great job for me. So I live in Bridgewater, so when I leave work at the end of the day, I just drive to Greenbrook, drop off some supplies, show him what I want him to do, and then the next day, he'll email me and say, "I'm done with that part of the project. Do you want me to drop it off at your house? My mother can drive me over there, or are you coming to my house to pick up?" So we've just made those arrangements. So here's five kids that otherwise normally wouldn't have these types of opportunities who are not only grateful for that opportunity, but doing a great job in the process. A funny story that came out of this was last week, one of the kids has no transportation, so he's been taking Uber in the morning, And we were trying to do Uber at night. The problem in Hunterdon County is that there aren't enough Uber drivers. Every time he looks for a car, it'll say no drivers available. So he got in a panic last week, and he was starting to get a little nervous and excited. I said, don't worry about it. I'll take you home. So I'm driving him home. He only lives about a mile away from the store. And I said, Adam, who am I? And he goes, well, you're Mr. Gano, the Uber driver. And I said, yes, I am. You know, and I got a little chuckle out of the fact that he thought that now, instead of being the owner of the business, I was the Uber driver. And so the funny thing was, I pull into his driveway. He reaches into his pocket. He pulls out $3 and he hands it to him. I said, what's this for? He goes, well, Daddy told me to tip the Uber driver, and you're the Uber driver. So I told him, I can't accept that. Don't worry about it. He goes, no, Daddy said. So I take the $3. And I just laughed all the way back to my shop that now I got my first tip as an Uber driver. It was very cute, and I still have the $3 just sitting on my desk. Every time I look at them, it puts a smile on my face. I'll probably end up framing them to remind me of that moment. But again, if you're willing to accommodate this population, you will have a tremendous workforce, dedicated, loyal. You show them once, they have tremendous attention to detail, and it's one of the pet projects I'm working on to create a database, if you will, of per diem employees. So when you have a special project, you'll be able to hire some kids. And they're young adults. Let's not call them kids. You'll be able to hire some of these young adults, bring them into your office, show them what they need to do. If we need to supply a job coach, we probably can. If not, they should be able to work independently. And I think we could be doing a whole lot of good countywide if we're able to get this project off the ground. So that's the update on the Pinwheel Project. Looks like we're going to be done tomorrow. We got more of the show coming up for you in just a few minutes. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program. And we are knocking on the door, if you will, coming up on 8 years of this program here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So glad you could join me today. And for all those of you that listen every week, thanks for being loyal listeners as well. I've been watching a program on HBO called Hard Knocks. This year they're previewing or presenting the Oakland Raiders. They usually take a team that struggled the year before. They have cameras all over football camp. They're in team meetings. They're in coaches' meetings, training room. They're at the practice field showing intra-squad scrimmages. And I have an interest in this because of a local guy that went to Hunterdon Central, played at Penn State, named Jason Cabinda, and he actually worked for us during one summer. So I have that that link to him, and the fact that he's, you know, the team is progressing through this year under the second year under John Gruden, is doing well. There was a preview from this week's show that shows next week. It looks as if there's going to be some time spent between John Gruden, Jason Cabinda, and Jason's mother, who's a phenomenal lady. So if you're interested and you have HBO, check out Hard Knocks next week on HBO. And I think I caught it on YouTube as well. You can Google it and find YouTube there. Right now, I want to talk to you about 9 digital marketing rules for successful lead generation. And this is one area where, when you talk about digital marketing, social media marketing, anything that's going out digitally, newsletters, coupons, anything like that, how do you get the best return on that effort? And ultimately, how do you get new leads? So although it's going to be a top priority, creating effective lead generation strategies still remains a challenge for most marketers. Now, when asked why, 61% of those marketers cited a lack of a budget and a staff, among other resources. But budget allocation for digital marketing has improved as companies continue to buy into the idea of marketing online. Lead generation, however, still remains a challenge. And this indicates that there may be reasons such as implementing the wrong lead generation tactics, lack of good content or a good content marketing strategy, poorly designed landing pages, and a lack of follow-through during lead nurturing. For instance, if you consider the top 3 stagnation factors that I mentioned for content marketing efforts, they have nothing to do with your budget. You have to create good content. So this goes to show that effective lead generation requires use of proper tactics, a well-thought-out content marketing strategy, good website design, proper lead nurturing. You know, as this story progresses, we're going to talk about more factors in greater detail and offer some B2B marketing trends that will make you rethink your lead generation strategy. So here are the 9 digital marketing rules to create successful lead generation. The first is website optimization. Now, all traffic in your social campaigns, in your digital marketing campaigns, should drive people to your website. So it makes sense to focus efforts on the design of your landing page. Now, it's highly likely that if your website has design flaws, it will not have a high conversion rate. Quality customers will only buy from quality businesses. If you're passing off as unprofessional because of a poorly designed website, you're going to have a difficult time converting any quality leads. But a beautiful look and feel alone won't get you the leads either. For your lead generation strategy to work, you need to be tactical. Pay attention to lead capture forms, and calls to action should feature in your website in order to turn traffic into leads and then sales. Think customization to create an experience that your target customers will respond to. You also want to work on your SEO and your content marketing. Now, lack of great content is one of the main reasons why lead generation strategies fail. You'll only attract high-quality leads if you have high-quality content. Putting up a static poster, you know, let's say you're a dress shop, and you just put up a poster of a blouse, and you say, this white blouse from Gucci, now selling for $49.99. What is it about the blouse? What is it that makes it special? You know, is it form-fitting? Is it comfortable? Is it, you know, does it breathe kind of thing? What is it? And I always use blouses for some reason, and I'm not sure why. I think it's because of my friend Karen Shankoff over at Attachments. But anything you're doing, if you own a jewelry store and you just put up a watch, what is significant about that watch? You know, other than the fact that it tells time, how accurate is it? What functions does it have? Does it have a stopwatch feature? What is it that's going to make somebody want to buy that particular product? So again, you have to be willing to invest the time in creating good quality content. And content also contributes to better search ranking. In turn, once your site starts to rank better, customers will find it, your content, and your products with much more ease. Your content marketing strategy should feature a mix of content syndication and publishing on your own website. Content syndication is important because prospects won't always start their journey at your website. They are more likely to go to websites and forums that attract traffic by the millions. And if you syndicate to such websites, a good percentage of their traffic will end up on your site. For instance, a web analysis forum, SimilarWeb, shows that as of June 2019, Entrepreneur.com receives around 11 million visitors every month. 71.26% of that traffic is search generated. So assuming a click-through rate as low as 0.05% from 11 million visitors, and you're likely to generate 55,000 additional visitors for your website a month. Lower the percentage to 0.01, and you're at about 1,100 customers clicking on links that lead back to your site. You also have to understand your sales funnel and invest in lead nurturing. Now, according to Forrester Research, up to 90% of buyers go through the sales funnel before they buy. Unfortunately, over 79% of marketing leads to a fail to convert into sales due to a lack of lead nurturing. You could be succeeding at lead acquisition, but your leads will soon drop off if you fail to retain their interest. Most new leads are not usually ready to buy. And what's more, you'll always deal with leads that are in different parts of the sales funnel. So you should account for this in your lead generation process and market to leads based on where they're at in the funnel. At the top of the funnel, provide general information, as prospects have probably never heard of you. As such, build authority with content that has an industry-wide focus. As you go deeper in the funnel, get more specific, as prospects have most likely read some of your articles, and they're curious, and they may have researched your company. Talk about your solutions, and introduce your brand as their preferred choice. With this approach, you'll build trust as you gradually usher prospects towards the purchase. And you're going to want to use social media for more engagement. Statistics show that businesses that use social media to generate leads experience a 24% increase in revenue. Conversion rates on the social media are also 13% higher than the average rate, and still 49% of B2B marketers have difficulty implementing social media marketing and hence may not fully utilize its potential as a lead generation tool. Social media should be on your radar. There is a staggering number of platforms where people go to do research, seek opinions, chat with others, and any one of those platforms is bound to be a spot where you can find and target your audience. Not to mention that 84% of company executives say that they use social media to make purchase decisions. You also want to work with statistics, the old work, know your numbers. If you've implemented a marketing automation system, you shouldn't have a problem collecting vital performance statistics, and they are important, especially for company executives who want to see the ROI, or the return on investment. How much did you spend, and how much did you make? Now, to start off, you need to zero in on a number of metrics that will help you track the performance of your lead generation objective. As your aim is to generate leads, you may want to monitor high-level metrics such as your conversion rate, click-through rate, marketing qualified leads, your return on investment, your cost per lead, per acquisition, per click, customer lifetime value, keyword performance, and lead generation per offer. Statistics will give you an accurate report on the state of performance. For instance, which lead generation methods and strategies achieve the best return on your investment, and which lead generation methods and strategies are working best for you across the board in getting people to the next step. Now, are there areas of metrics that require improvement? Statistics will give you answers to all of these questions, allowing you to efficaciously relocate manpower, budget, and other resources. If one thing's working, move towards it. If something's not working, don't just walk away from it. Analyze it, see what you did wrong, if you did anything wrong, and then fix it. And if it's something where you've tried it several times, it's not working, go to what's working. You also want to automate your email marketing. Marketing emails do work. With an impressive return on investment of 4,400%, email marketing should feature prominently in every campaign. What's more, email is a preferred medium for B2B buyers to share content, with up to 94% of buyers using email to share important content. Now, social media can generate a large following for you, but with time, people evolve their tastes and move platforms or close their social media accounts. What's more, social media companies change their rules every so often, which can affect your marketing efforts. Email, therefore, remains the most important medium to reach people and for appointment setting. That is why sign-up forms are an ever-present feature on every website that is focused on lead generation. After you get emails from prospects, you can target them with content that will convert them into leads. You also want to do what they call an A-B test on your call to action. A call to action should prompt prospects to give you their email address or to contact you directly. The only way to know if you're getting the most out of your call to action is to perform the A-B test. A small change in your CTA can tremendously affect results. You should split the test in the following ways. The color of your call to action. Color makes a call to action stand out, and this is important for conversion. The clarity of intention. Use of vague wording can confuse visitors who intend to take certain action. And call to action placement. Place your call to action buttons in different locations on your website's pages and test which location is converting best. A call to action at the bottom of the page may not convert if readers don't scroll all the way down to see it. On the other hand, users will only convert once they know that you have an offer. And a call to action at the top of the page may thus be premature. So where should you place your call to action? You can only know by doing some testing. And make your opt-in forms effective. We would all like to have a short form that only requires a name and email address. But due to the specific nature of B2B offerings, a name and email address may not be enough or sufficient to segment your leads. You need a longer opt-in form. But no one wants to spend more than a few minutes, if not seconds, filling out a form. Therefore, even if you add more tabs in your form, make it appear short by reducing the spacing. And you want to be generous on social media. Social media is a platform that allows brands to reach large audiences that have varying needs. A lot of people use social media to establish a connection with others. If you think for a moment about interpersonal relationships, no one likes to interact with people who talk about themselves too much. The same applies to interactions between brands and customers. In a bid to market yourself, you may end up being too brand-centered, such that you forget the people you are meant to be engaging with. No one wants to listen to you talking about all the great things you have achieved and your success doesn't impact them on a personal level. Therefore, use social media for engagement. Have real conversations with people. Make everything about your followers. Offer advice as needed. Respond to their inquiries and recommend content that addresses their needs. This way, you will build relationships and attract attention without appearing to be too overt about it. Now, moving forward, effective lead generation stresses the need to understand your prospects' goals and problems. With this understanding in mind, you can then move on to attract prospects to your website where you offer them a solution. Once they land on the site, you want them to form a good first impression. You can achieve this easily with your web design. Once impressed, you want them to read your content and then opt in. It's as simple as that. However, to achieve higher conversions on your website, you need to put in a bit of work. But with these 9 rules I just gave you and lead generation ideas discussed here, you can begin to shape your lead generation strategy to give the results you want. And again, always, in everything you do, drive people to your website. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm going to step away for a quick news break. When we come back, I'll have 5 proven tips to guard your business against cybercrime. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after 4 people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a 4-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gonneau, the host of this program. It's called Taking Care of Business. I'm also the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me. And now I want to talk to you about something that hit home with me a couple of years ago, and that is cybercrime. I have five proven tips to guard your business against cybercrime. Now, a couple of years ago, I was waiting for a FedEx package. It was very important. I had to know when it was coming. There was a very time-sensitive project waiting on this package arriving. And I just happened to get an email that said, from FedEx, status of your delivery. I get one or two FedEx packages a week. I ship out hundreds of UPS packages and receive hundreds, but FedEx, one or two packages a week. So when I saw this email, I said, oh, man, there's a problem with my package. I better open this up. And as soon as I did, I got hit with malware or ransomware. They wanted, I think it was $680 in Bitcoin for me to unlock my computer. I didn't pay it. I ended up buying a new computer. Luckily, we had a backup. So I was able to get all my files recovered. But just the pain and the aggravation that you had to go through during that time, and for some, we've heard stories of entire cities and hospitals, losing their data or having to pay these huge ransoms. So here are five proven tips to guard your business against cybercrime. And in spite of the fact that headlines often highlight data breaches in huge corporations, healthcare, and government agencies, the truth is that small businesses suffer from cybercrime as well. In fact, sometimes it's even more prolific with a small business because they don't have the adequate protections. Moreover, the majority of businesses being hacked are small. They want to know, and you want to know the reason? Well, as a rule, small businesses are underprotected because their owners often assume that his or her enterprise is too small to be at risk. However, nothing could be further from the truth. Small businesses are often targeted by hackers as they tend to have weaker security procedures. Besides, it has been predicted that cybercrime will cost nearly $6 trillion annually by 2021. Now, in this regard, it's vital to know how to guard your business and protect the most sensitive data against data theft. The first is you're going to want to monitor your personal devices. Now, having a small business, you may not have sufficient funds to provide your employees with laptops, tablets, and others. And in many small companies, employees use their own devices to access the company's data. Have you ever thought about how unsafe a situation that is? In this case, employees put the company's private information at risk. So consider creating policies for installing monitoring software. You don't have to prohibit to use specific apps or software. Just push automatic security updates and call for regular password changes. Besides, it's recommended to create a secure corporate network. It prevents numerous threats like data leaks, hacking attacks, and the like. Such networks are usually supplied with special equipment. You also want to upgrade your password protection. Using a unique and strong password is a must. It only takes a few seconds for hackers to crack a password that consists of an ordinary dictionary word. In this regard, try to avoid them. Do not even try to use your name, surname, name of your pet, phone number, or date of birth for a password. It's essential to create a different password for each account. Include numbers and special signs. Use both upper and lowercase letters. And it's possible to use handy password managers to generate and store passwords in one place. If you take your security really seriously, it's better to use two-factor authentication. It provides double protection, and sometimes a second step or two-factor authentication requires even biometric personal data or a USB key. Then you have to train your employees. Now, while we're on the subject of employee cybersecurity awareness, consider security training. You're not going to want your company, you're not going to be able to guard your company against cyber attacks on your own. All members should take part in it and know how to prevent a drastic situation. First, figure out what your employees already know in order not to waste time. Bear in mind that the cost of cybersecurity awareness is worth it when it comes to protecting the private information of your company and your customers. If you're going to design cybersecurity courses for your company yourself, consider the weakest points in your system. Pay attention to gaps in payment processing security, attachments and document security, etc. Nearly 90% of cyber attacks start with an email. Can your employees distinguish malware email from a safe one? Teach them how to detect phishing attacks and how to prevent them. You're also going to want to install, at the very least, antivirus software and a firewall. Even if your employees know the basic safety rules on the internet, the risk of getting malware is high, so make sure that your employees use antivirus software and anti-spyware. Ask them to update the software regularly, even if it's better to configure all software to install the updates automatically. And a firewall is another perfect security measure. It provides a barrier between private data and hackers. A lot of companies prefer to use internal firewalls for additional protection. If some of your employees are working from home, tell them about the necessity of antivirus software and firewalls on their devices, which are used to access the company's data. And you're going to want to make backup copies. There are so many cases when sensitive data of your company can be damaged, and that's why it's immensely important to back it all up on your computers. Back up word processing documents, financial files, databases, electronic spreadsheets, and payable files. If it's possible, back up the data automatically, either off-site or in the cloud. Check your backup regularly to see if it is functioning correctly. Remember that sometimes data theft can extend far beyond monetary bounds. However, these tips will hopefully undoubtedly help you to stay secure and guard personal data on the internet. Stay cautious on the internet and good luck. When it talks about off-site storage, there's a company, and this is just one of hundreds, but there's one out there called Carbonite that I've used where you sign up and you get the link and the key to download your information into a file on this Carbonite. So if anything ever happened, flood, fire, your computer's destroyed, how do you get that information back? And a lot of times you can't, you know, in the event of a flood or a fire that may be too far damaged. But if you have a Carbonite account, then when you get a new computer, you simply access that account and download the data in. It took, when I had to do a recovery like this, it took about 2 days to get all files, but it literally goes folder by folder. It's going to do your Microsoft Word, your Excel, anything. They had to recreate our Dropbox, PowerPoints, anything that you have will come back into your computer. But again, it's going to take, you know, a couple of days if you've been in business for some time. So be thinking of, and it's not that expensive, so be thinking about your cybersecurity and always be vigilant with it, and make sure that your employees are just as vigilant about it as you are. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Wanted to talk to you for a minute about a way that you can improve your customer service with something that we all use every day. And there's seven ways to do it when you improve your customer service with text messaging. Now, most businesses consider text messaging a perfect solution for marketing and advertising. However, it's much more than that. It's also a great way to establish instant two-way communication and deliver better customer support experiences. By letting customers get in touch with your business via text message, you'll be able to improve your customer service in an efficient and cost-effective manner. So we're going to take a look at some of the ways that companies can use text messaging to easily and quickly resolve customer problems and offer support. But let's put everything into context first before we begin. Why should you consider offering SMS customer support? SMS customer support is any support service provided by businesses to their customers via text messaging. It doesn't involve any physical, face-to-face meetings or phone conversations. So here are some of the main reasons why businesses should consider offering the SMS-based customer support. SMS messages have a high open rate. Text messaging is the quickest channel for communicating with your customer base. In fact, as compared to email, SMS messages have a high open rate at 98%. Immediate support is also offered. SMS messages are almost instantly delivered to your recipient, and this makes it the ideal tool for businesses looking to offer fast troubleshooting and technical support to customers. It's a lot of people's preferred mode of communication. People prefer text messaging support because it doesn't involve talking to strangers over the phone or reading lengthy online articles and documentation, and it will maximize your efficiency. Text messaging enables you to respond to customer inquiries without delay. You can do this through live exchanges and support agents or by utilizing automated responses, and I'll have a little bit more on that later. Next, now let's look at some of the ways you can improve customer support experience with your text messaging. First, text messaging allows businesses of all sizes to improve the customer support experience they deliver in more ways than one. Specifically, customers are able to reach out to support representatives instantly, receive important updates offline, and engage with brands on a more personal level. You want to ask for your customer feedback. Online reviews and complaints have developed a reputation of being slow and ineffective. Text messaging makes it easier for businesses to proactively or passively gather feedback. You can solicit customer feedback after helpful exchanges or let customers know that they can provide feedback using a special keyword. In addition to this, collecting feedback through SMS messaging enables your customers to provide negative feedback in a more direct way. The great thing about gathering feedback over SMS is that customer responses can be as brief as a single word or a number. For example, some businesses collect feedback to gauge the customer's level of satisfaction after every interaction using a number scale from 1 to 5. It will also help you send helpful reminders. Sending a quick text message is one of the most effective ways to remind customers and clients about upcoming appointments, booking confirmations, and last-minute changes. Text reminders are far more effective than alternatives like email, a phone call, or push notifications simply because they don't require internet access or having to talk to someone. This is especially great for getting in touch with customers who are always on the go. Another huge benefit of sending customers helpful text reminders is that they'll be able to quickly confirm or decline their appointment simply by sending a one-word or number response. This would translate to more people showing up on time and less rescheduling on your end. You can also create personalized SMS reminders for your customers. For instance, you can automate text messages to remind customers to renew their software license before a specific date. And you want to make it easy to update their personal information. Text messages gives your customer a quick and easy way to update their text messaging or their personal information. This typically will include their name, email address, phone number, or billing address. Quick corrections via text messaging enables customers to avoid long phone calls and online forms. Instead, they can easily text you the correct information, and you'll be able to update it in your database along with the text record of the customer's request. A pro tip for this is that it's a great way to confirm customers' personal information is to send them their data once every year and ask them to reply with a simple yes or no if it's accurate and up to date. I have a couple more tips for you on text messaging and how it can improve your customer service in your business, but we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish this story and then wrap up the program. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program, Taking Care of Business, right here on WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Getting back to our story, I was talking to you about how text messaging can improve your customer service. And it's funny because a couple of people were texting me and they say, as long as it's not done too often. You know, you don't want to bombard people with text messages. They like to keep those, you know, private amongst, you know, family and friends. And I have to agree with them. But I did have one case yesterday where I have two customers. One's local. I think one was up in upstate New York. And I just want to let them know that their order is confirmed and that the material will be shipping out on September 27th. Within seconds, I got a quick reply. That's great. You're the best. You know, so that was it. That'll be the end of the conversation unless they call me and say, how we doing? But I already have the ship date from the vendor, so there's no need to bother them again until, you know, the material comes in. So as we were talking about text messaging and interacting with your customers, another way that you can do this is to share discounts and promotional codes. So text messaging can help you maximize your marketing efforts by letting you incentivize your customers with coupons and discount offers. You'll be able to boost customer engagement and increase conversion rates by letting customers know about relevant sales offers and promotional codes. For example, you might send customers who inquire about upgrading to the Pro plan a promotional text message that says, Andy, do you want to access, you know, advanced features? Upgrade your subscription today and receive a 20% discount. Text upgrade me to and then give the phone number. You can also send offline receipts. We do this all the time. One way to improve your customer shopping experience is by immediately sending a receipt after a purchase via an SMS. This lets customers know that their transaction has successfully been processed. As compared to online receipts sent via email or made available through customers' users' accounts, offline receipts are easier to access, especially for customers who are always on the go. Having easy and immediate access to transactions confirmations improves customer experiences and builds trust within your brand. And you can automate your payment process to create a copy of their receipt and send them the relevant information via the text message along with a thank you for their purchase message at the end. I use this all the time at stores like Staples, restaurants, and things like that. This way I'm not carrying around, you know, paper receipts, you know, in my pockets all day. The next is that it will enable two-way communication between you and the customer. Now, text messaging is a great way to establish a two-way communication channel and then drive brand engagement. All you have to do is let customers know how to get in touch with your customer support department. And this could be as simply as texting support to and giving them a number. What's more is that you can easily route messages to the right department and collect key information up front. It enables your customer support department to automatically distribute incoming messages and manually reassign them to the right support representatives using the assignable conversations feature. And number seven, it provides quick answers. Text messaging is a powerful tool if you're looking for a way to offer quick responses to customer inquiries and answer frequently asked questions. One way to do this is to respond to customer questions with follow-up questions. This enables customer support representatives to learn more about the customer's issues and offer them better support. You can also create templates for FAQs by coming up with concise and brief answers. This is a great way to provide speedy responses and keep your customers happy. There are some best practices for better SMS customer support. So here are some actionable tips that will help you supercharge SMS customer support for maximum effectiveness. First, don't sound too robotic. Did you know that people prefer to text customer support representatives as compared to chatting with them over the phone or on social media? This is because the latter has a reputation of using chatbots who only answer predetermined questions. This will also allow you to follow up with questions. You can quickly respond to customers when they send you an inquiry and then follow up with them afterwards to make sure that things are running smoothly. When customers know that you're always there for them, they'll be more likely to stick around. Years ago, I had Evans Gebhardt on the program from Wired for Wine. And he does this where on his website, where as soon as you open his webpage, a little box opens up and says, how can we help you? And he has responded to questions at 11 o'clock at night. So it's a great way for you to keep that engagement going with your customers. It also keeps communication clear and concise. Text messages are inherently concise, so keep them short and engaging. For this reason, you should create a brief summary on your customer support materials, such as installation instructions, troubleshooting guidelines, and the returns process. You can craft smaller sentences and use simple words. And remember, you can always include links to complete guides to your knowledge base as necessary. Finally, text messaging is a cost-effective way to quickly connect with your customers, gather useful feedback, and provide customer support. By implementing the ideas and best practices that I've outlined for you in this story, you'll be well on your way to delivering enhanced customer experiences in no time. So what about you? Are you using text messaging in your business? Are you responding to everything in a timely fashion? And if not, what's holding you back? You know, think about the customer experience from the customer's perspective. So if you've ever been a customer and you've been upset, what was the one thing that you wanted? obviously you wanted help. You needed to solve the problem as quickly as possible, and you hoped that somebody would either be on the other end of the phone or would respond quickly to an email. So is it possible with your good customers, you don't want to abuse it, but is it possible with good customers where you will give them your cell phone and say, call me if there's a problem? I do it. I have customers calling me on Saturday afternoons. I have customers calling me on Sundays. I have customers that call me, you know, at night. But in the end, they're happy because they feel like I care about them, and they want, and they want to feel, in effect, cared for. You know, it's not enough to just sell. So I think one of the very first shows I ever did on this program was about selling. And are you, when you're completing a transaction, is it transactional for you, or is it relationship building with you? And I know I did a story a few weeks ago on this where if you're just a transaction, you're coming in, you're giving me money, I'm giving you product, I put the money in the drawer, and that's the end of it. Where's the loyalty? Why do you think that customer would come back? Versus getting to know them a little bit, finding out just a little bit about them, their likes, their dislikes, married, not married, kids, no kids. You know, I've told the story oftentimes about a gentleman that I used to work with in the recruiting industry that I called him one day. He said, Jim, I got to leave. It's my anniversary today. I just remembered I got to go get something for my wife. And every year after that, the day before his anniversary, I had it in my calendar to call him and remind him. And every year when I would call him, he'd be, oh, I can't believe, you know, you reminded me. Thank you so much. And, oh, by the way, I got to talk to you. I need three people. You know, this is when I was in the recruiting industry. So that little touch was enough, you know, back then to get three new job orders from him. Just making the customer know that you care is probably going to develop more brand loyalty for you than just taking their money and selling them a good product. So make sure that you're engaged with them. If they give you the permission, and there are some businesses that do an entire campaign on text messaging, you know, leave us your cell phone number. Would you like us to text you when we have, you know, sales or coupons? Some people say yes, some say no. There's times when I get them on my phone from a company I've never done business with, and, you know, that's a quick delete. But if it's a company, you know, sometimes getting a simple text message like, hey, it's been 9 months since you had an oil change, you know, stop by Goodyear or something like that, stop by, you know, Phil's Sunoco, that's the kind of thing where it's like, you know, it has been 6 months or 9 months since I did my oil change, and I did take that big trip, you know, so not a bad idea to think about how you can use text messaging to improve the customer relationship. If you don't have a chatbot capability on your website, you do have a chatbot capability in your pocket. In sports, in Major League Baseball, the Yankees, Twins, and Astros lead their divisions in the American League, while the Braves, Cubs, and Dodgers lead theirs in the National League. In NASCAR news, Denny Hamlin passed Matt DiBenedetto with 12 laps remaining to win the Bass Pro Shops NRA night race at Bristol Motor Speedway last week. And then he apologized to DiBenedetto in the post-race interview for doing it. The teams are off this week, and only two races remain to lock in a spot for the playoffs. In NFL news, preseason workouts and training camp is still underway, and the third week of games starts tonight with the Eagles playing the Ravens, the Giants playing the Bengals, and the Jets will play the Saints tomorrow night. And in NCAA football, the season will finally kick off this Saturday, August 24th, with Miami taking on number 8 Florida and Arizona playing Hawaii. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. And for more information about me and my businesses, you can visit JimGano.com. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We have a lot to discuss just ahead of the G7, lots of global issues.
Speaking in Ottawa on Thursday, Trudeau says they will be discussing trade and continuing to create a global trading system that works for everyone. Secretary of State Pompeo has a message for Congress regarding the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
We need to get the USMCA wrapped up. We need to get it done. And we need our parliaments both to ratify them. It'll be good for the people all across North America.
The El Paso Walmart, where 22 people were murdered, will reopen within the next few months. It'll be completely renovated and add a permanent memorial for the victims. A store spokesman gave an update today saying nothing will ease the pain of what happened on August 3rd, and we are hopeful that reopening the store will be another testament to the strength and resiliency of the community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is on the new season of Dancing with the Stars. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about it.
I'm looking forward to getting away from politics for a while, a couple hours every week, and hopefully entertaining a lot of folks and not embarrassing my family and my daughter.
But host Tom Bergeron is not a fan of the booking. According to Twitter, he urged the producers not to have any divisive bookings. Now, in the past, the show has had controversial guests, including Paula Deen and Ryan Lochte. Weekly jobless claims fall more than expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department says 209,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the week before, and less than the expected 219,000 economists had predicted.
The four-week average for new unemployment benefit claims was lower than the corresponding week in July, a positive sign for employment during the month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homelessness has been rampant across the state of California for the past 5 years, and merchants and store owners have become increasingly vocal. San Francisco has been one of the cities that's been most affected by this. Democratic governor from California, Gavin Newsom, explains whose fault it is that there's all the homeless people in California.
Vast majority were not from California. By the way, vast majority also come in from, and we know this, from Texas. Just interesting fact.
Chuck DeVore is the vice president of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's also a former California assemblyman. Now, he moved from California to Texas, and he has a message for Governor Gavin Newsom.
Well, I think what you're seeing here are the words of a desperate man that we should almost feel sorry for. Governor Gavin Newsom has been in office now for 22 straight years, starting at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. He's had responsibility for the policies that have created California's homeless crisis. San Francisco has this program where they give bus tickets to people who say they have friends or relatives that can take care of them. They can take them in. And of the people who go out of state, the number one destination is Texas for 6.7% of the people in San Francisco. They have friends or relatives that in Texas that have agreed to take care of them. That doesn't mean a majority of the homeless in San Francisco come from Texas. It means that Texas is a popular destination, as it is for all Californians like myself.
DeVore was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email.